The Gemara says in Daf Metesim Abay is that Akol Maidin Bava Al Anida Shein Vlad Mamzer. Everyone is Maidin that if you're Bal Anida, the Vlad from that beer, even though it's Aser and even though it's Chavik Krisis, but the Vlad is not going to be a Mamzer because, as the Gemara explains earlier, Kiddushin is Typhus by Anida, and therefore if somebody is Bal Anida, the Vlad is not going to be a Mamzer. Now there's Yeridua de Kakasha on Shitas Rashi, the Shitas Rashi brought down in the Sefer HaYosha from Rabbeinu Tam, where Rashi says Lahedya that if a person is Bal Ishta Nida, the Vlad is a Mamzer. So Rashi says, if you're Bal Yishlo Nida, the Vlad is a Mamzer. L'chai, this is Mamish Keneged Ar Gemara. Beferish Stira Tar Gemara. And the Shaila is, what's the Pshat in Shitas Rashi? This is Rabbeinu Tam's Kashan in the Sefer Yasha. L'chai Rashi is Keneged Beferish Gemara. But here, the Bal Anida ain't Havlad Mamzer. So there's a Gvaldika Yisai, Gvaldika Teretz in the Rugged Shover to this Kashan Rashi. The Rugged Shover said, a Mamish a Chidosh Nifla Ad Me'oid, to be Miyashiv Shitas Rashi is something which is very hard to hear mitchila, but as we'll see, there are many riots to this Yisrael of the Raga Shabbos. So Raga Shabbos said like this. He says, Bamison, you know, we're used to thinking that if a person is Ba on Ishtai Shal Acher, a woman who's an Eshesish, he's ever on the Ishtai Eshesish. Eshesish is somebody else's wife. But Zakhtar Raga Shabbos, Bamis, every time a person is Makadish and Isha, and Makadish your own wife, she is also an Eshesish. She is an Eshesish. She's a Chepta Eshesish because she's married to you. So be'emes, there's an Isra Eshesish on every person clappy his own wife. But Narvas, what do we say? That the Torah is matter. The Torah says it's mutter to be Baal Ishta, even though she's an Eshesish. The Torah is matter that Isra Eshesish l'gabi yourself. But be'emes, there is an Isra Eshesish l'gabi yourself, but the Torah is matter. The Torah is matter if you do it properly, kedera chuppah v'kiddushin, then the Torah will be matter that Isra Eshesish. But Zalk Ragat Shavar, lu yitzur, you're Baal Ishta in an eifen where it's aser. You're Baal in a way where it is, for some other reason, they're not allowed to be Baal. So in such a case, the Torah will not be mata the Isra Eshesish, and you're going to be over on the Isra Eshesish, l'gabi, your own wife. So Zakhtar Ragachev, that's a pshat in Rashi. Rashi is talking about the case of Ishta Nida, your Baal Ishta Nida. So in your Baal Ishta Nida, Zakhtar Rashi, the Vlad is a mamzer. Why? Not because of the Isra Nida. Isra Nida does not create a mamzer, but it's because of the Isra Eshesish. But every time your Baal Ishta, there's an Isra Eshesish, but the Torah is mata because you're doing Baifan Amutr. But once there's another Isra involved, there's an Isra Nida over here, and you're not allowed to be Baal Ishta Nida. So Baifan, where your Baal Ishta Nida, the Torah will not be mata that Isra Eshesish, and the male of the Vlad will be a mamzer because of the Isra Eshesish, because the Torah is not mata but makum, where she's a Nida. That's the Pshat and Rashi, why Baal Ishta Nida, the Vlad, would be a Mamzer, not Machmas Nida, but Machmas Eshesish. Mashaykin Ar Gemar, when the Gemara says, Akol Maidim Eva Al Nida, Shein Avlan Mamzer, that's a Nida who's a Pnuya, a Nida who's not your wife, there's no Issa Eshesish involved, and that's what the Gemara means, the Issa Nida itself will not create a Mamzer. But Ishta Nida, we have an Issa Eshesish, being that she's a Nida, that will now create a Mamzer, Midin Eshesish. That's the Peltic Achirish of the Ragachover, that every Isha has an Issa Eshesish, but the Tyre was Matarit. And I saw a Gavaldika Teretz, if he this Varda Dragashav to answer a Shtark Akasha. This is brought down in the Sefer Birchas Chassanim from Nissen Kaplan Shlita, Simon Chafei. He brings his name Bashim and Shul Birnbaum to answer a Gavaldika Akasha and Bashim and Shkup. Bashim and Shkup once said a Gavaldika aside in one of his Shurim, he wanted to be Mechadish like this. We know there's a Musig of a Grusha being Asal Akain. A Kain can't marry a Grusha. Yisrael is allowed to marry a Grusha. So he said, what's the shot? What's the shot in this? The Kain cannot marry a Grusha, and Yisrael could yes marry a Grusha. So Zakhtib Shem, and Shem wanted to be Mechadish, that the Pshat is like this. This is the aside we came up a little bit in Yavamis and other cases. But Be'emes, even when you Megarish your wife, there's still a little bit of Ishus left. The Gerishin, the Get, does not sever the Ishus Legame. There's a little bit of diluted Ishus left, even Lacher the Get. So every Isha, even after the Gerishin, is still an Ishus Ish, and to a very small degree. But that Ishus, being that it's so small, the Torah does not Aser, you're allowed to marry an Isha who has that little bit of Ishus left. There's no Isser Ishus Ish, Bichai Gavna, because it's a very minute, diluted amount of Eshesish. But Zakhtar Shimon, that's Lagabi Yisrael. Lagabi Akain, who is more Kaddish. Lagabi Akain, the Torah says that he's not allowed to marry an Isha who even has a little bit of Eshes left. Lagabi him, there's an Isra Eshesish. In other words, the Isra Grusha Akain is not an Isra Grusha, but it's a regular Isra Eshesish. But it's a very small amount of Eshesish. That amount of Eshesish would not be a problem to a regular Yid, a regular Yisrael. But for Akain, because Kedushasoy is Chamura, the Torah is more machmir, they can't even marry a woman with that small level of Eshesish. That was the aside that Shimon said in Shir. Now, to do it, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz was a Talmud of Reb Shimon. He learned by him in Grodna. And the way the story goes is that when Reb Shimon said this in Shir, Reb Chaim asked him a bam kash on this aside, and he said that, Lachar, you can't say this, because we know the halacha is that a Kayan cannot marry Grushas Atzma. He can't marry his own Grusha. If a Kayan is Megarish's wife, then he wants to remarry her. It's also because she's a Grusha, and a Grusha is also a Kayan. So, fact of Chaim Shulevitz, he says, if the whole Isra Grusha Lakayan is because she's an Ishus Ish, and the Torah asked that Ishus Lagabe the Kayan, so he says, that's good Lagabe, and Isha is Nizgarsha from a from a different man. But if the Isha is your own Grusha, it's your own Isha that you're Megarish, now you want to take her back. So who cares if she's an Eishes Ish? That's your own Isha. Your own Isha is mutter to you. There shouldn't be any problem at all. So from the fact that a Grusha's kain is also a Grusha's Atzma is also to a kain, your own Grusha, that's a right Lechai, can I get this Yusayid of Reb Shimon? That was the Kashi asked Reb Shimon, and the way the story goes is that apparently Reb Shimon was Chayzer. He said, you're right, my Yusayid is wrong, and he took back this Yusayid that he wanted to be Mechadish. But Reb Shmuel Berman wanted a taina that feed this Ragachover. Maybe there's a makam to be miyashiv. But Reb Shimon said mitchila that maybe Reb Chaim Shalavitz is kasha is taking out a kasha because la'olam you could say that the iser grusha l'kain is an iser eishes ish. He says, why by grusha satma is it a problem to your own ishus? The taina says the feed the Ragachover even your own ishus there's an iser eishes ish over here. But emes even your own wife is asid yom yidin eishes ish. Nor vas the taira is mattered if you do it by fin amutter. If it's by fin amutter, the taira says that Ishus is not a problem. But for a kain, because of his Kedusha, the Torah wasn't matter that Ishus, and it mele blibes an Ishus Ish, l'gabi Atzmai, and therefore the kain would not be allowed to make Grushas Atzmai because of this diluted Isra Ishus Ish, which is an Isra even l'gabi himself, but even where the Torah wasn't matter it, and there would be a makam to be Mekayim, this Gvaldiki side of Reb Shimon Shkup. That's Reb Shmuel Berman on the Taina to answer this kasha that Reb Chaim Shalavitz asked on Reb Shimon. Now the emerson the whole yisayid of the Ragachover is very hard to understand. How could it be there's an isra eishes ish and gabi yourself? The whole isra eishes ish is because you're married to someone else. If she's married to you, why would that be a problem? And I saw in one of the sefer biography of Michal Feuchtschlager Zatzal that Reb Gifter, who was very close to him, once told him over this yisayid of the Ragachover that there's an isra eishes ish and gabi yourself and. And Michal Feuchtschlager Tanya that he says Taka, and this is what Rabbi Yosef said, referring to the Ragachover, he says it's not Shaykh. Straight in the Torah it says Asher Yinuf is Eishes Re'eyu. The whole Isser is Eishes Re'eyu. There's not Eishes Re'eyu. It's Eishes Hatzmai. About it, there can't be an Isser. Eishes Ish over here. So he was not Mekabel this Chiddush of the Ragachover. But Lachar, the Pshat of the Ragachover is that the Isser Eishes Ish is not just because she's married to someone else, but there's a Be'etzem, there's some Chalais, which is Chal and woman, or Mekadisher, that creates an Isser. And that is Chal, even the guy with the person himself. And even though it is a Gemalda Gechidish, but I think there are two starker rayas to this Yisayid. One raya is from the Shita Megabetzis and Ksubis, Tavzainim and Beis, is brought in that Sefer Chassanim B'Shem Reb Shach. The Shita is trying to be Mazer, the Lashon of the Bracha, Bechus Erison, that we say, V'Otso Lanus Arusis, V'Hitter Lanus in Asuas Adichuba B'Kiddushim. So the Lashon of the Shita is like this. It says, what does it mean by aser lanus arusas? Where did the Torah aser the arusas to us? So he says that since there's a din chuppah in the Torah to be matir in Isser, so he says, came in the bay, mesir l'chuppah, shma mina d'lakani l'lagame, hilkach havi l'ka arusas achir l'gabe, basir l'kadin eishes ish. So it's like the Shita, after you have Kiddushin, before you have Nisuin, your wife is aser to you, like an eishes ish, as if she's married to someone else. That is gufa, the aser lanus arusas, that is the Isser, which is created through the Kiddushin, she becomes an Eishes Ish Gabi, you yourself, and then Mehitalan is on the suicide of Chuppah Bekiddushin. When you have Chuppah, the Chuppah is Mata, that Issa Eishes Ish, which was Chal Gabi yourself, and that is a very much mashma like this side of the Ragachover, that the Issa of an Arusa to her husband is based on the this Musik that she becomes an Eishes Ish Gabi, the person himself. Another raya I thought you could bring to this, you said, is some desire. Desire in Parshas Yisrael says a davar nifla, it says on the word lo sinaf, and that says a divar, it's like desire. There's a tipcha under the word loy. So even though normally you're supposed to read it loy sinaf, but the tipcha says to stop after the word loy, and you should read it loy tinaf, as if it's saying loy, no, tinaf, you should be naif. So the Zayr says that within the Issa L'Sinaf, the Torah is giving a heta that there is a makam where Niyaf is mutter. There is one place where Niyaf is mutter. Zak the Zayr, what is that referring to? That's B'Ishto Shel Adam. B'Ishto Shel Adam, Niyaf is mutter. In other words, even though she's an Eishes Ish, but the Torah is mater Niyaf with your own wife. Now, L'Chair, the Zayr is Tamu. What does that mean? Where's there Niyaf with your own wife? That's not Niyaf. The whole Musik of Eishes Ish is Ishto Shel Achir. Your own wife is not an Eishes Ish. She's mutter to you. That's not a problem. You don't need to be mater Niyaf B'Ishto. That's the way that should be mutter. But L'Chair, L'Fid Ragachover, the Zayr fits in very beautifully because Be'emes there is an Isser, Eishes Ish, even Be'ishlei, but the Torah is matter because of this Tibcha of Loi Tinaf, Be'ishlei, Shal Adam, Niyaf is Mutter, the Torah is matter, the Isser, Eishes Ish, Shal Gabi, the person himself. So this would be another smach that is Gvaldiki aside from the Ragachover that the Isser, Eishes Ish, is Chal, even the Gabi Atzmai, but the Torah is matter, and that could be the Hezbollah, she's this Rashi, that Beval Ishtanita, the Vlad would be a Mamzer, Machmas, the Isser, Eishes Ish.